kwachiro babero kongera kwa rukum chonga nene nisine banile ukasangana echirim ibamabe kongera kuna mirundi iwasangana sende semabe kongera semabe kangu misingahe ngitano so hatechuna chitomatisa chimuleke
I'm at the Vanilla Growers Association just under the canopy here. And all around me are farmers listening to the chairperson giving a talk about sustainability and about the help that Ndali Vanilla has given to them in sustaining the environment. Because if I'm looking up, there's a huge... we're in the mountains. There's a huge hill, and there's parts of that that have sort of come away, and there's no forest there. And that deforestation has meant that the land up there, you can't really grow vanilla on it anymore. You can't grow anything on there. And the project has come in. The vanilla's been growing here now for about 20 years. We've just caught up with the original chairman, who's just to my left, who bought the first vanilla beans here. And it's revolutionised the way that people are thinking, because they're thinking about, and they, in front of me there are organic vanilla beans on here, they're thinking about the sustainability of their crop, they're thinking about the ethical use of pesticides and what they are and are not doing. And there's a group of 30 or 40 children, and I'm fascinating for them to watch here, but as I'm looking at the children, these children are the ones that are the ones that get to go to school, because when... we in the UK buy a fair trade product and a fair trade vanilla product. These are the children that are getting to be educated, getting to go to school, getting to learn. And these farmers here are their parents. Their mums and their dads are here. They're rocking up on motorbikes with bags of their precious vanilla that's been harvested. And there's a great deal of pride here and a great deal of... just farmers bringing their crops in. It's really good, decent people who've worked hard all year pollinating, weeding, looking after their crops, and they're here to get a fair price, a real fair price. So I suppose when I'm looking at these people, when I'm picking that vanilla off the shelf in the supermarket and I'm thinking about 10 other things at the same time, I suppose I'm thinking what I've got to do when I get home, thinking what I'm going to make for dinner, I'm thinking about the cake that I might be making for somebody's birthday. These are the people that are affected by that decision. At that moment, if I choose to pick up a fair trade organic product off the shelf, these are the people that the money comes directly back to. This isn't charity, this isn't doing anybody a favour. This is bringing and sending the money straight back to the very people I'm standing with. These people who want to send their kids to school, they want their children to have a good life, and they want to be able to just farm this wonderful crop. I'm looking at Lulu now. I'm going to go and ask her a little bit more about the sustainability. Sasu, tell me, this all, it's quite amazing to listen to the chairman talking about sustainability and about the ethical side of growing the vanilla, and also the organic side, not using pesticides. This seems really important, that their sustainability, they're considering the long term here, Lulu.
Lulu or Sasu?
Sasu, I don't mind.
All right. It is really our need, and to support this organic program in the world, because the use of pesticides has always been a challenge to the community. But we have emphasized that most of our farmers really should undergo the production of vanilla and other crops that really have no pesticides in them, to support the organic movement in the country and the world at large.
Sasu, do the pesticides harm the environment quite a lot?
Yes, they do, because pesticides have always not been good for the human beings. They have caused a lot of unhealthy. So that's why we
have health problems.
Yeah, they have problems. So that's why we emphasize that let every farmer undergo the process of organic so that the production, even the consumptions at home, need to be healthy for the healthy stay.
So it obviously is affecting the people and their health through using the farmers, using the pesticides, sorry. Lulu, this organic vanilla that's in front of me, there's a huge pile on a tarpaulin, on a blue tarpaulin, and there's a great big pile of that. This, getting the organic certification, was that very difficult?
There's a lot of time and trouble, and Sasu, who you've just been speaking to, is one of our organic field officers, so he's going around the farmers on a daily basis, going around encouraging them, talking to them, giving them training, explaining about what the organic parameters are, trying to help them with improved farming techniques, so building trenches for preserving water, building barrier hedges, mulching, proper looping of the vines, encouraging the highest yield possible. Of course, generally, vanilla is anyway grown organically. People don't put any pesticides or herbicides on vanilla. But farmers may be tempted to grow tomatoes nearby, for instance, which get heavy spraying because we have heavy fungal infections here, and also the same with cabbages. So our project's aim is, one, to make sure that this doesn't happen, that there are no tomatoes or cabbages nearby that farmers would be tempted to be spraying, and two, to help them improve yield so that they can increase the quantity of their crop through better farming techniques using organic methods. As Mbusa, the chairman, was saying earlier on, what he was pointing to is this very steep hillside. Here we're in the foothills of the Ruwenzori, so we have got vertical slopes, and there's a lot of population pressure, and there's been massive deforestation over the past 20 years, and huge tracts of tropical forest have been lost. Now you don't see any tropical forest, you've just got patches of farmland and patches of denuded ground where there's no terraces, no trees, and this is going to become a very serious issue in the next 5 to 10 years. Nowadays it's even, you have to walk a distance to get firewood. Farmers are still doing okay here, but if they keep blind to it for the next couple of years, they're going to be in trouble. So also part of our job is trying to explain and educate to farmers, don't just live for today, think about tomorrow, what's going to happen to your grandchildren, you know?
And is that part of what Ndali are doing as part of their sort of daily thing, is to have people literally educating people to what's going on?
Very much so, because it's all part of our business, if you like. It's all interconnected. So we're very conscious that we want to create a better environment, and that's going to make us...
It's going to make a big impact on the people. Sorry, Lily. It's a lot to take in. And just behind us, there are more farmers bringing in their crop. The people are very happy. They seem quite relaxed and very proud of their crop, of what they brought here. It does make you think that point where you get to decide what you're buying. These are people who are really putting the effort in.
Mbusa, actually, it would be interesting to speak to Mbusa, the chairman, because he's head of our organic project, and he's really seen the difference that it's made through regular contact and advising the farmers and encouraging them, the big difference it's made in this region to whether farmers kept up with growing vanilla or decided to abandon the crop when prices were very, very bad during recent seasons. So perhaps you might
have a chat with him.